Children, yesterday, do you remember, Father Lectoranda told you a very nice story for the sermon, a rather long, complicated story, but with a very simple moral or lesson at the end. Do you remember what it was? We mustn't tell lies. We must always say the truth. Sometimes in life, children, the simplest things are the most important. We should try to remember them and not to forget. And if we do the simple little things, even great big jobs that we have to do will fall into place and get taken care of. What's our job today? Our job is to take care of all of the souls of all of those who have died in the wars of the last century. We could probably count this century's wars too, because there's been plenty of them. There were 37 million people, some American soldiers and some from Europe, and many, many civilians who died in the First World War. Today we remember. Why did we ring the bell 11 times? That was because it was on the 11th day of the 11th month of the year, that's today, November, at 11 o'clock, that the first of these terrible wars came to an end. We used to call today Armistice Day. And then later on, it was decided that, well, we would remember today all of those who have died in all of our wars, because soldiers, poor soldiers, they have a rough life and a rough lot. Very often, they're forgotten. Sometimes soldiers come back home from the wars, and they're all wounded and things, and they're forgotten. And then those who die are forgotten. And if the soldiers of the wars are forgotten, the civilians are even more so. But we don't want to forget. So it's a simple thing we're doing today. We're remembering. But what good would it do anybody, except maybe ourselves, or maybe some soldiers would make them feel a little bit better, saying, well, they remembered me on Veterans Day, just to remember, unless we did something else. What's the something else that we could do? Well, the something else is to help. One of the easiest ways to help children is to share. That's the lesson today, I think, most of all. And we see it in the life and the most famous incident in today's saint, who was a soldier himself. His daddy was a soldier, and according to the law way back then, he had to enter the army too. And so he wasn't baptized yet, because back then, if you were a baptized Christian, you couldn't be in the army on account of, because war being so terrible, and it was all very pagan, and they worshipped idols and things. Well, he was in the army, and he was studying his catechism to be baptized. He was a catechumen and leading a very good life. And do you remember that famous story of what happened? It was a cold day, the way it's going to be tomorrow. Today is called St. Martin's Summer. That is to say, after some cold weather, we have a nice, warm, mild day. But tomorrow it's going to be a bitter cold day, and I think it's going to stay that way for a while at least. It was a cold day, and Martin was a young man. He was a teenager, a soldier. He was riding his horse. He was wearing his military uniform, which included a nice, warm, heavy cloak against the wind. And he was entering into a city with his fellow soldiers, the city of Amiens in France. And there he saw a beggar. Everyone else saw the beggar, but no one saw the beggar, because beggars tend not to be seen, because we look the other way. But usually today the beggars are begging for something bad. But back then they actually needed something good. He just needed something to stay warm with. He had nothing. Well, Martin felt very bad when he saw the beggar, but he had nothing to give him. He checked his pocket. He didn't have any money. He didn't have any food. He didn't have a knapsack with lunch. Nothing. All he had on was just his uniform and his weapon, his sword. So what did he do? He was inspired. He took off his cloak. He got off the horse. He whipped off his cloak, and he held it out like this. And with his sword, he was pretty good with the sword, he cut the cloak in half to two. And he gave one half to the cold, shivering beggar, and this good soldier saint, he kept the other half for himself. He shared with him, because he was his brother in Christ. Because our blessed Savior says, whatever you do to one of these my least brethren, you do unto me. That's something that we often do forget It's easy to forget that. That's why it's the best thing in the world sometimes just to share. Now, he could have given him his whole cloak, and he could have said, well, you're a poor beggar, and of course you're shivering, but I'm a brave soldier, and I won't shiver, I'll offer it up. But he didn't. He divided it. He shared it. As I'd like to think that you would do if a student came to school today and had forgotten his lunch, and everyone would say, well, we can help you out. Here, have some of my sandwich, and here, have some of these nice pre-packaged, prefabricated things that Mom puts in my lunch. You can have one of these things. It's artificial, but there you go. I'll give you one. And pretty soon, you can have some candy. He would eat very well because you'd all share with him, wouldn't you? Well, that's what St. Martin did. He could have given him the whole cloak and said, well, you know, I make a lot of money, so when I get back to my camp, my soldier's camp, I'll just go to the cloak store and buy another one. But no, he didn't. He just shared it. He shared his cloak. Our Lord is very pleased when we share things. Not only when we share food if somebody forgets, or we loan things sometimes charitably, or we share duties or jobs that we have to do. We share the good that we do with others. That's what people do when they give money to the church or to the poor. They're not giving all of their money because they would need it for their own expenses, but they share. That's today's lesson, children. Do you remember to share? It's a bad thing to grow up to be selfish. When you're selfish, you only care about yourself. Whereas those who are soldiers of Christ, they share. They give their selves, their time, their money, their food, whatever they need to give to others, because it's like giving it directly to our Lord. Well, that's what St. Martin did. He shared. And because he did, guess what happened that night? He had a dream. And in the dream, our Lord appeared to him with some angels. And he looked. And our Lord was wearing the half of the cloak that he had given to the beggar man that very day. And in the dream, St. Martin heard our Lord turn to the angels and say, look, Martin was still only a catechumen, and he clothed me with half of his cloak. And our Lord was very pleased and very proud of Martin. Well, because of that dream, he realized he had better get busy about being baptized. So he finished all of his classes in a hurry, and he went to see the bishop, and he got himself baptized. And when he was baptized, he couldn't be in the army anymore, as I say, on account of because it was pagan. And so he went to see the emperor, who happened to be in town, and he was an apostate named Julian the Apostate. And they were just about to have a big battle against some invading barbarian Germans, I think. And he stood up and he said, excuse me, Your Imperial Highness, but I can't be in the army anymore. He said, I've become a Christian. And Julian said, oh, you're just saying that because you're a coward. You're afraid to fight because a big battle is scheduled for tomorrow at 9:00. And he said, I am not. He got a little upset, Martin did. He said, I am not a coward. I'll tell you what, he said, you can put me in the front line and take away my weapons from me, and I'd be very happy to fight. But I won't fight anymore because I'm a Christian. So the emperor said, we'll see about that. And he threw him into prison for the night. Well, that night, the war came to an end, and there was an armistice, like the one that ended World War I. And didn't have to fight, and everybody went home. The barbarians went home, and so did the Roman soldiers. And our saint went. Well, he went home to visit his family, and on the way, he got talking to some heretics who didn't believe in the Blessed Trinity, and he was trying to teach the catechism to them, and they got very angry with him, and they beat him up very badly. And he suffered that for our dear Lord and the true Catholic faith, one God, three divine persons. He had many other wonderful adventures when he became a bishop, but I thought I'd tell you about this one because it's all about sharing, and it's an easy lesson for children to remember. How could you share now? Well, you share your prayers, don't you, at Mass today. You share your prayers. Think of all of those souls. And when I say 37 million, that was just from one war. Probably if you put all the wars of the last century together, that would be about 100 million. At least. That's why the Holy Father, at the end of the Great War, gave every priest permission to say three Masses on All Souls Day. And very often Father says them one after another. And we had many Masses that day, do you remember? For all souls, to pray for the poor souls. It's a big job. Someone has to do it, children. And we can do it in a little way just by sharing. Will you remember frequently to offer little things up for the poor souls? To say an Our Father or a Hail Mary, or make a visit? This is for some poor soul in purgatory. If you grow up remembering them and remembering to help them, because it's not enough just to remember, you must remember to help, you'll be imitating Saint Martin. And you'll be helping our Lord in the great work that he and the Blessed Mother want to see done, emptying out purgatory. But it will only happen if we all do our part, just as soldiers all have to do their part. We're soldiers of Christ. Let's all share everything we have to help the poor souls to get to heaven, to become saints. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.